For two generations, studies have consistently shown TV news to be America's number one source of local information. But now a new Pew study paints a far more nuanced picture of our local information ecosystem. Pew broke down local news into specific topics, from politics to restaurants, and researchers found evidence of TV's dominance in only three of 16 categories: weather, breaking news, and traffic. Lee Rainey, director of the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project, co-authored the study. Lee, welcome back to On the Media.
Hi, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
The big innovation here is you divided local news into these 16 different topics: zoning, local art scene, government. What difference did that approach make?
Previous studies had tended to ask a single question: where do you get local news? And people would say either television or newspapers. But when you unpack the idea of news, it turns out that the ecosystem delivers different results depending on the topic that you're seeking. So, for instance, the most popular topics, weather, traffic, breaking news, are pretty well covered by television, and people say television is a source that they rely upon for those things. Newspapers are really important for civic kinds of news: what the government is doing, what the school board is doing, what's going on at local schools, what's happening in neighborhoods. But those are topics that are not as popular as the things that TV covers. And when we ask just a direct question, if your local newspaper vanished from the scene, would it have a major impact on your ability to get local information, a minor impact, or no impact? 69% said it would have a minor or no impact on their ability to get information.
But newspapers and newspaper websites ranked first or tied for first as the source people relied on for 11 of the 16 key topics that you examined, right?
That's right. That's the paradox of our finding. Newspapers, in the imagination of people, is a primary source for lots of things, don't necessarily fit very high, but on particular topics, they matter a lot.
Why did you ask that question? How important would it be to you if your newspaper disappeared?
There are two reasons we asked that question. The first is that newspapers are under financial stress. The other reason we asked it is that some research by our colleagues in this study and in the past, the Center for Excellence in Journalism, studied the role of newspapers in information ecosystem and found that if you actually take newspapers out of the mix, the amount of raw material there is for community information diminishes. The PEJ studied Baltimore and found that the newspaper was the originator of more than half the new information in the community on any given small time period, and that it was the raw material around which community conversation, community events, community activities, and politics were discussed.
In most previous studies, people count newspaper websites as the internet. But in yours, newspaper websites were counted as newspapers, which seems to make sense.
What we wanted to do in this survey is have people think about the source of the information. If it came from a newspaper or a newspaper website, we wanted to give credit to that legacy organization for producing that information, no matter what platform people used. And so for us, the internet category only consisted of people who said they relied on search engines, on specialty websites, on social media, and other sort of local websites that only existed in the web environment.
And how popular was the digital space? Did it win out for any of these 16 categories?
Oh, yes. The internet itself was the most relied upon source for five of the subjects that we asked about. It's very popular for getting information about local businesses, for local restaurants, for housing, for schools, and for jobs. And one of the most striking things that we saw is that if you're under age 40, you're much more likely to say the internet is a primary source for you than if you are over age 40.
And in the there is nothing new under the sun category, word of mouth ranks as the second most popular source of local news, right behind TV.
74% said on a weekly basis they used local TV to get some local news. 55%, the second highest ranking, went to word of mouth. And that's when people said, I rely on my friends. I go to my neighbors. I go to trusted colleagues.
Word of mouth is not limited to words shared across the backyard fence. You're talking about Twitter and Facebook, one-to-one communication on every platform.
That's right. When a person's at the other end of the exchange, no matter what way they did that, if they mentioned a person as the source of the information, we scored it as a word of mouth activity.
So what do these results suggest about future results?
One of the most interesting things, mobile users and people who actually participate in the news, people who have actively used social media platforms to contribute to news, to comment on news, to post pictures or videos, both of those audiences, the participators and the mobile folks, are way more into local news than everybody else in all of its forms. Encouraging news as conversation, encouraging people contributing their own stories to news operations, and doing it in real time in the mobile environment, both those things might have a significant payoff both to the audience and maybe even the business of news organizations.
Lee, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brooke.
Lee Rainey is the director of the Pew Research Center's Internet and American Life Project.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.